All right, what's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to this week's episode of the Sleeping Giants podcast with Mike and Terrence, presented to you by EETV. What's going on, Mike?
Not much, brother. What's going on?
Man, I just got done listening to De La Soul on Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
So Black Thought did Dave's parts. It was dope, man. Like, the guys killed it. They had like a little mini interview, you know, the album. All the albums are back up on the DSPs. I think the album is like number 15 or something like that on the Billboard charts. So I'm glad to see those guys getting the props and love that they deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's dope that it's doing that well on the charts after, you know, being a re-release and, you know, after so many years that people are showing them love on the re-release. So, yeah, that's definitely dope.
Yeah, for sure. Rest in peace to Dave, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, man, we got some good albums, man. We're going to get into them, man. We're going to start it off with Jim Jones and Hitmaker, Back in My Prime. I was very impressed with Jim Jones's verse on Tournament that we covered like a week ago with him and Benny. It was crazy. So I went into this project with a lot of you know, high hopes, because y'all know Jim's gotten a lot better with his craft. So I mean, yeah, the EP was cool, man. He had some good tracks on here. Highlights for me was Gunshot featuring Beam. That's a KRS-One sample, so I like that track. F Better with Jeremiah was a good track, and then Bet It All featuring Trav and Benny the Butcher and Hitmaker, that was a good track as well. Bet It All.
Okay. Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. And it's funny, you know, the Hitmaker we are covering this project, considering, you know, some of the stuff that's going on with the Hitboy, Hitmaker, and Metro Boomin thing. But we'll talk a little bit more about that, I guess, later on. But Hitmaker and Jim Jones, I enjoyed this Back in My Prime, as you call, or as you said. highlights for me, F Better, like you said, with Jeremiah, Bet It All with Benny the Butcher and Trav. You Know the Vibes, I think that was the one with the Jay-Z sample. That was dope. So I enjoyed that. First Plug had the Avant sample, so that was crazy. And I like the flip on it, you know, the whole idea. I thought that was cool. Turning First Love and the First Plug, I thought that was cool.
Right.
Let It Go with Tink and Ball Greasy. I really enjoy Tink's hook and her vocals. I thought was really dope. And then a Status Update with Goldie. And this was what, maybe like 8 tracks, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So this is a solid amount of tracks on here. And I mean, with 8 tracks, I think Jim did solid on, you know, just about all of them. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed most of his verses. So I thought it was a good project.
Yeah. 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 Shout out to Jim Jones and Hitmaker.
Absolutely.
Next up, man, we got Conway the Machine and Jay Skies. Profit. That's right. Pain Provided Profit. Dope project, man. I mean, it's Conway, so you know, you already know what you're gonna get on the Conway project. Elite lyricism, great rapping. I think Conway is just getting better and better, man. I really like this project, short project, but it's kind of, I mean, I like when he does these type of projects, you know, like Lulu is still one of my favorite projects by him. Incredible. Just to see him in his bag and providing an opportunity as well. My highlights on this album are Cocaine Paste. The beat on there is crazy. Stefan Diggs too. That was fire. And obviously he's from Buffalo, Conway is, so just to have a song by Stefan Diggs was fire. And but Promise, man, Promise is like incredible. So that's like a really great track.
Yeah, I agree. I co-sign everything you said. Jay Skies did some excellent rapping on this project as well. So shout out to him. Highlights for me, Cocaine Paste. Metallic Fives, which we covered last week, if I'm not mistaken. Stefan Diggs, too. I really enjoyed this one. Immaculate Reception, man. Some of the bars on that track, crazy. I think Jay Ski's really did his thing on that one too, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was one of my favorite verses from him. And then Promise, as you mentioned, and Fool with Love the Genius and SK the King. I really enjoyed Love the Genius's verse. And I really enjoy her music just in general. So I hope to hear more of her in Conway on some collabs as well in the future. But I thought it was a very dope project.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, great project. Shout out to Conway and look forward to seeing what he's going to do with drum work. You know, I know he's going to sign some acts and, you know, he was kind of, just kind of talking about drum work a couple, maybe like a year ago and just talking about his contract situation with Shady and everything and just wanted to kind of branch out on his own. So I look forward to drum work and see what they do, man.
Absolutely. And if he's got Jay Skies and Love the Genius signed to drum work, then he's already got two heavy hitters. So, you know, I look forward to seeing what that turns into as well.
Yeah, definitely. All right, man. Next up, we got Blast Just for Clarity 2 EP. Now, I didn't even know that was a part one. So when I got done listening to part two, I went and found part one. Just like I'm gonna do that with Conway. I never heard Stefon Diggs part one, so I'm gonna go check that out. But Blast Just for Clarity part one is with Russ. It's just two tracks on there, but it's good project as well. But I enjoyed this, man. We've talked about Blast several times on the podcast. I think he's an incredible artist. This great EP, man. Ghetto Cinderella, you know, was a highlight for me. A, because the song was great, but because Mustard, but Terrence Martin, he's one of the most underrated guys in the West Coast, man. Like he's just incredible. So I was very pleased to see his contribution to that track. And then also Passionate featuring Roddy Ricch. I thought Roddy did a great job, man.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Passionate with Roddy Ricch as well. Thought that was a dope collab. Not really one I kind of saw coming, but it made sense and it worked really well, so I liked it. I thought this being a short project, obviously an EP, man, there wasn't really a song on here that I didn't like, honestly. And we've spoken about Blast in the past, and I've said before, I think he's incapable of making a bad song. And if this is, you know, the type of material he's gonna put out on a consistent basis, then yeah, he may be incapable of making bad music. But as you said, Ghetto Cinderella with Mustard and Terrence Martin, excellent track. Call My Bluff, probably my favorite track personally from the EP. I enjoyed Keep Calling with Larry June as well, and as we mentioned, Passionate with Roddy Ricch. So yeah, it's a very dope EP.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely check out part one. That's the song on there. I Forgive, I Don't Forget, man. That song's just been kind of stuck in my head since I heard it. So shout out to Blast.
Absolutely.
Next up, man, we got Music Soul Child. He's back with an album, him and Hit-Boy, Victims and Villains. Man, it's my first time hearing Music Soul Child in a minute. I know he had a versus with, was it Anthony Hamilton?
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it was Anthony Hamilton. So he did great on that. I think with me, you had picked like who, you know, I think we had decided who we was kind of rocking with on the verses. I mean, I respect both guys. I'm a huge Anthony Hamilton fan. I've seen Anthony in concert twice. But I don't know, music kind of killed it that night, man. But yeah, I enjoyed this album because I wanted to see what Hit-Boy was gonna do. Obviously we've been very impressed with everything Hit-Boy has done with Nas from all three King's Disease projects and Magic. So I wanted to hear him do this album and see how it turned out. I thought he did a great job, man. Highlights for me are Beat of a Slow Dancer, the title track Victims and Villains, Between Love and War. I love that song. And Your Love is Free. I mean, Your Love is Life.
Okay, yeah. Obviously, like you said, we've been kind of excited about this one to see what Hit-Boy would do with this project. And I like Music Soulchild. Thought both of his first two albums were very dope. So I was looking forward to this one, and I wasn't disappointed. I enjoyed it. For me, highlights would be "Will I Touch the Sky." I thought that beat was excellent and nice way to open the album. I like "I Remember You, My Ex" as well. "I'm Really Trying to F With You" was pretty dope as well. "Beat of a Slow Dance," "Victims and Villains," as you said, the title track for the album. "Between Love and War," and "Your Love Is Life." So, yeah, a lot of the same tracks that you liked, I liked as well.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Music Soul Child, man. It's a great project.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Whoo, man. Next up we got Kali Uchis, Red Moon and Venus. I'll let you start this one off.
Yeah, I'm so glad we get to cover this. Big Kali Uchis fan, and this project, man, I love it. Like, I love every song on this project. I'm not gonna name every song for the sake of for the sake of the review, but there really is not very many songs on here that I was disappointed with. I can't say any. I like her vibe, her whole tone, and her lyrical ability. The words that she chooses to use when she writes, I think, is beautiful. So I like "I Wish You Roses," beautiful track. "Love Between," super dope track as well. "All Mine," "Fantasy" with Don Toliver is probably my favorite song of the year so far. That song is crazy. "Endlessly," "Moral Conscious," "Not Too Late," "Blue," "Deserve Me" featuring Summer Walker, and "Moonlight." I love this project, man.
It's an incredible project. Of the albums, man, this is like one of the last ones I got to, but she did a incredible job, man. It's a great vibe. I like you said, it's just an easy listen, just kind of flowed. Like I was telling you, I don't want to put that kind of pressure on her because there's only one side A, but it kind of gave me that kind of vibe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I see what she's doing. For me, highlights are All Mine, Fantasy, like you said, with Don Toliver, incredible track. Moral Conscience, I like that one. Deserve Me featuring Summer Walker. I think my favorite song, man, is Moonlight. I like that track a lot. That song was fire. And really like Happy Now, even though like the vibe was a little bit more up tempo, but that was like incredible song, like to close out the project.
I agree, man. Like, there's so many songs on here that I enjoy, man.
Yeah, man. Next up we got West Side Boogie live at Novo EP. Man, like I didn't even know this came out. You told me about it. Just listen to it. Man, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like the video was fire. I think he's got like a concert coming up in LA. Eminem just like posted the whole project on his page and the concert tickets and stuff like that. So shout out to West Side Boogie, man. I mean, that's not a bad song at all on this EP, but Tell Me is incredible. And I like Mood a lot as well. So, I mean, me, actually, that's how I mean you really kind of, even though we've known each other for a while, but when we kind of like reconnected, West Side Boogie was like the person that kind of connected me and you about music.
Yeah, I agree. And that "Everything's for Sale" project. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I was like,
excellent
how you know
project.
about that, Mike? How you know about that? Because it's not that it wasn't like incredible or nothing, but I don't know if it got like enough push, you know what I'm saying? Especially like us living in Alabama. I don't know, like I was just shocked somebody from Alabama knew about that album.
Yeah, it was. I think it was kind of under the radar for a lot of people. I agree, but definitely an excellent project. I still listen to it to this day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, but live at the Novo, like you said, everything you said, I agree with, man. Where I am gonna switch up though, "Tell Me" is dope. I'll talk about that when we get to the singles. I really enjoyed "Cold as Love," fire beat. I like just the way he came in on the track and the subject matter. And then, like you said, "Move," even though it's kind of the shorter one of the shorter tracks on the EP. I enjoyed the whole vibe of that as well. So yeah, man, just excellent, excellent little 3-song EP. So shout out to Books. Shout out to Boogie.
Yeah, definitely. Next up, man, we got Kenny Mason with 3 EP. Incredible, man. You know what? Even though we covered 100 A None last week, I didn't notice until I listened to it tonight. That's an H-Town sample.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what? They got H-Town. Man, look, Kenny Mason is fire, man. This EP is incredible. 100 A None with Tony, what's his last name?
Tony Snow.
Snow. That was
Yeah.
incredible. Like I said, the H-Town sample. It's funny, me and my wife just went to see Avatar on Monday. So he had Avatar as a, a song on here. Incredible. And I like Back Home a lot. That's probably my favorite track on here because he's rapping, but he's doing the singing. He sounds like really good on those rock samples. So shout out to Kenny Mason, man. He's an incredible artist.
Agreed, man. Agreed 100%. And I love when he does stuff like what he did on Back Home, where he's kind of rapping but kind of singing. I love it. It's so unique. I don't really think a lot of people are doing that. And I just love it. 100 to None, like you said, excellent track. We covered it last week. And Avatar is dope as well. So yeah, Boogie and Kenny coming through with the 3-song EPs, and both of them are fire. So shout out to both of them.
Yeah, man. And last but not least, man, we got, is it Masego?
Masego.
Masego. Okay. This is my first time even like being turned on to his music. Look, man, I love Kali Uchis' album. I love Conway. I love what everybody did this week, but this is my favorite album of the week, man.
Hey, Masego's fire, bro, so I'm
It's
not even
fire,
mad at
man.
it.
This is fire. Like, I was listening, I had just landed at the airport, so I flew from Montgomery to Atlanta. I had like a 2-hour layover waiting to get to Columbus, where I'm at right now. So I listened to this album while I was in the airport. This album is incredible. Like, there's not one bad song on here. Immediately after I got done listening to it, I went like connected with his social medias and stuff. Incredible artist, man. Like, I like Saks Fifth Avenue. Afraid of Water was incredible. Remembering Sundays. My favorite song on here is Bye Bye My Love. Man, that song is crazy. I like You Never Visit Me. And then another favorite of mine is Eternal Sunshine Fire Pit. Shout out to him, man. He's an incredible artist, and I definitely want to go back through his catalog and kind of catch up.
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm glad we got a chance to cover him. And we normally, don't cover a lot of R&B on the pod, but hey, maybe this is a sign we need to start opening up and covering
Yeah.
more R&B, because all of the R&B is was fired this week, man.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
shout out to all of them. But Masego, I really enjoyed this Black Anime Saks Fifth Avenue Band. Crazy track. And then what you want to try, that track,
Yeah.
he had two different samples on that track. I can't even pinpoint them right now, but man, that track's fire.
Yeah.
Then we got Down in the Dumps. Remembering Sundays is an excellent track.
Yeah.
Who Cares Anyway? Two Sides. I really like Two Sides because of the hook. He kind of like, with the figurative language, kind of like paints the picture for you. I thought that was really dope. In Style and Eternal Sunshine Fire Pit. Yeah, so this is another excellent project, man.
Yeah. And I was listening to it, I was imagining like this music would perform so well live. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah,
Absolutely.
like a good band, like this would just be like incredible somewhere.
Well, he plays a lot of his own stuff, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's dope, man. Kind of like I'm a big Prince fan, so that's dope. Yeah, because on the some of his artwork, he's like got like a saxophone and stuff. So shout out to him, man.
Yeah, I want to say on the cover he has a guitar, so like
Yeah.
I think he plays most of the instruments that you hear on his work. He plays, if I'm not
Yeah.
mistaken.
That's dope, man. That's dope.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A great list this week, man. I enjoyed the albums, man. Singles, man. What we got,
Yeah,
Mike?
let's get into it. For the singles list, we'll start it off with Kane. Rhyme or Reasons. Man, okay, so we're back on Kane again.
Yeah.
It just keeps getting better, man. I really like this track. This is probably even better than the one from last week, and this might have been the second or third time I've said this, but man, it's his music. I'm kind of upset that I'm just now getting into Kane to this point and to this level. Like, incredible artist, incredible song.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot, man. He's hey man, maybe every week we just add him on here, man.
If he keeps dropping consistently, he's gonna be on here every week. So,
It's good stuff, man. I liked it a lot.
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Next, we have L. Michael's Affair and Black Thought featuring Kirby, Glorious Game.
Fire.
Excellent track, man.
Fire, yeah.
The beat's phenomenal. Black Thought went nuclear on here and a smooth, laid back type vibe. Kirby's hook is excellent. Just, it gives you kind of like that classic soul vibe. Like, excellent.
Yeah, definitely. I like the visuals on there. I thought the visuals were really good. But Black Thought, man, it's just like he was so vivid in his bars and just the way he wrote the beat, the way the vocals blended in, everything was just beautiful, man. It's a great track.
I agree, man. Next, we got NF with Motto. Now, this is the third time I think we've covered NF now. This one is cool. I wasn't necessarily as into this one as the last one. It's kind of sing-songy, which is cool. But no disrespect. I think I like the last one that we covered a little more than this one, but it was cool.
Right. I like the video. I thought the video was cool. I did like the second verse on this song. I thought the second verse was really good. Like you said, the song was okay. I mean, it wasn't like my favorite, but again, I'm not as familiar with NF's music, so I'm just kind of new to. I know he's been around for a minute, and it was some song he had like 2 years ago. I know it was huge. I used to play it like all the time, so I do remember that song, even though I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. But I did like the second verse on this song, though. I thought he did a good job on the second verse.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely thought the second verse was stronger than the first as well.
Yeah.
And like I said, not that I thought it was a bad song, but in comparison to the song we did last week, I think I like that one a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so next we have Nims featuring Dave East, Uncle Murda, and Scram Jones, New York Is Killing Me. I'll let you start.
Okay, now Nims, if I'm not mistaken, he has a song with Ghostface Killer. And that
Yes.
song is so big on Shade 45. It's like they play it like all the time. So when you sent this to me, I got to see like the visualizer. It's like, oh, okay, that's what them, look like. Cause I just immediately when he started rapping, I could tell that was him with the song. What's the song? Don't Disrespect Me or whatever with Ghostface. But yeah, I mean, this dope song, man. Uncle Murda's verse though was just Uncle Murda is like I've always liked him, man. I thought Dave East did a good job as well. So did Nim. So yeah, it's a dope trap, man. Dope trap. I thought the collaboration was very good.
I agree, co-sign everything. And even though it kind of had a new age beat in certain aspects, it felt like a kind of old school New York track to me, and I like that. It
Yeah.
felt like the New York Posse cut that we don't really get nowadays. So
Yeah.
I enjoyed that aspect of it. And like you said, Uncle Murda's verse was dope. Dave East did his thing. Really, everybody did their thing. It was a
Yeah.
dope track.
Right. For sure.
Next, we got Hoodie featuring Lil Flip, Boss Moves. This is fire, bro.
And when you sent it to me, I was like, Mike must be thinking about me. I like Flip. So yeah,
Oh,
it's dope, man. I like the video. Flip's verse was incredible, man. Not taking anything away from Hoodie's verse either, but dope track. If I'm not mistaken, that was a sample too. I just can't remember which sample it was, but it's a great song though, man.
yeah. I really enjoyed it. Like you said, Flip's verse was crazy. Hoodie really did his thing. Dope beat. Definitely gives you that kind of Texas feel. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure.
Next we have Hobson with Rebirth. What'd you think about this?
I like Hobson. It's funny. Me and my homeboy I met the other day was talking about Hobson, and we was talking about who's the guy that they're kind of similar.
Dax.
Dax. Yeah, because he was talking about Dax. And I was like, yeah, I like Dax, but I was like, do you like Hobson or whatever? Took me a minute to remember Hobson's name because we cover so much music, so it's like I think about 100 artists. But this is cool. I mean, it's not my favorite Hobson song. I thought the video was great. And I like how he was doing like the Popeye thing, and so his videos are always very vivid, and he has like a lot of personality, and his rapping is incredible. Always, in my opinion, but the song was cool though. It was like my favorite Hobson song though.
No, I feel it. I thought the hook was you probably, if anything, I thought the hook held the song back more than anything. The verse was incredible. All both the verses was incredible and had multiple flows, so I thought all of that was dope. The video, like you said, was dope. Wasn't the strongest hook, but even in that, I thought the beat was good. And I thought it, served the purpose that I felt like he was trying to serve with the track. So I enjoyed it. Next, we have Toby Nwigwe featuring David Michael Wyatt with I Choose You. Toby, man, hey, this is fire as well. Toby in his R&B bag, but still rapping on it. Like, fire. I got nothing negative to say.
Bars. That's all I got to say, bars.
Yeah, he kind of, Toby kind of low key snapped on this for
They got bars, man.
real. Yeah. Thanks. Shout out to Toby. Next, we got Smino with Wyoming Freestyle. Said I pulled a few strings like I'm Steve Lacy. Hey, man, I've always liked Smino. I love Smino. This is another dope track to add to his catalog, in my opinion. I love it. Thought the video was dope too. So shout out to Smino.
Yeah, shout out to Smino, man. Yeah, it's a great vibe, man. I liked it a lot. It just gave me like a nice vibe feel, and I thought he did a great job on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And Smino, like we said, he's got his own style, and I think he excels in it. Not many people doing what he does. So I appreciate what he does, and I thought it was dope.
Facts, yeah.
Next, we got Joyner Lucas with Devil's Work Part 2. I'll
Fire.
let you start.
Fire, man. Like, maybe I've heard Devil's Work Part One in a while, so I got to go back and check that out. But this is incredible, man. Like, it was so vivid. Man, he kind of like, I don't want to use the word took some shots, but he definitely threw some darts at Kanye on this one. But just overall, everything he was talking about from rappers dying, Kobe situation, and just all over the place, but everything he was saying, it was an incredible piece of work, man. Incredible.
Yeah, definitely touched on a lot of things that have been topics of conversation in the past couple of years. As you said, prominent actors and musicians and entertainers who passed and different things like that. So yeah, it's a lot of material put into that song, and I appreciate just the detail that he put into it. So shout out to Joyner on that.
Yeah, and you called this, Mike. Remember you sent me a bunch of not anything for the podcast, but you were just sending me like old Jonah Lucas video clips one day. And you like you kind of wish Jonah kind of got back in that bag. Yeah, I think he did this one.
Yeah, he definitely is, and I really look forward to seeing what he's got next. And I know he's dropping something this year. I'm not exactly sure when. I've seen them teasing it lightly, so we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. But shout out to Jordan.
Yeah, shout out to Jordan.
Next, Kenny Mason, Back Home. I'll let you start.
Hey, we just covered it a minute ago. This is my favorite song on the EP just dropped. Incredible, incredible. The singing, the rapping, the rock sample. Yeah, Kenny is a rock star, man. I'll put it that way.
I agree, man, and it's not one of those things where you just say it. Like he literally embodies it, and just the way he incorporates so many different styles and makes it all work, and none of it feels forced. You just got to give him props for that, man. So shout out to Kenny, man. Excellent. Next, we got Coast Contra with the Red Bull Spiral Freestyle.
Oh,
Bro, hey, I'm gonna say this, but we talk about four man groups. You know, unfortunately, I know Funk Volume, at one point was a four man group, but they're not really doing their thing anymore like that. They've all kind of gone solo. And we spoke on Horseshoe Gang a couple weeks ago. But as far as four man groups, man, you'd be hard pressed to find a four man group that goes as hard as Coast Contra. Like they are snapping, bro.
Yeah.
Man, Ed Jamal, both the Austin brothers, those are Razz-Cass sons, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So and I'm telling you, the whole group is heat, man. All four of them. They're all four of them are extremely talented. But man, I thought they all went crazy. And I like how they can, kind of bounce off of each other. That's something that you don't really see in groups nowadays. So I thought that was really
Yeah, it was incredible. Like the first guy went crazy. Like it
good. Yeah,
was
that's Eric Jamal.
straight bars when he came in. Was it the King James bar he had? That was fire. Just went off. Then the other guy came in after him with like a whole different
With
style.
the Spanish, yeah,
Yeah,
snapping.
Yeah, it was snapping. Then also, if you read at the bottom, it said, I think it said one take. If you read at the bottom of the video, so that's crazy, man.
Yeah, they one take. If they did that in one take, that's even more impressive.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, Coast
Incredible.
Contra, man. Shout out
Yeah.
to them. Dreamer. I hope I'm saying your name right. Dreamer, Icyoma,
Right.
featuring Red Veil with Technicolor Love. I really enjoyed this. I never heard of Dreamer, Icyoma before. I really was interested to check this out to see what the Red Veil feature turned out to be. And I'm not sure if he produced this track or not, but the track was definitely dope. And I look forward to hearing more from Dreamer Icyoma. But and shout out to Red Veil. I thought his feature was dope as well.
Yeah, it was. I like the video as well. Like you say, I'm not as familiar with her, but yeah, man, she did a great job. I think the collaboration that they did was very good. It's a great vibe, great song.
Absolutely. And their styles mesh well together, so I thought that was dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got Jermaine Dupri featuring Currency, Never Enough. Another one, bro. JD. Your boy JD back on the mic showing he can still rap. And then Currency, man,
The
we know
currency
what
went
Currency
crazy.
does. It's not even a question at this point. We know what he does.
I loved it, man. I mean, you know what? I mean, you was talking about they showed a video like a year ago with them in the studio. So hopefully their project is going to finally see the light of day. But I've been looking forward to it because he, Currents had dropped like two or three other projects, but it's not the one with JD. So maybe they just kind of taking their time to let it brew up. But that's a good start, though.
Yeah, this track definitely feels like a teaser for something to come. So I wouldn't be surprised if that album doesn't come around soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Next, Hit Boy and The Alchemist, Slipping Into the Darkness. Now, I know this one made some waves because of some of the things that Hit Boy said on his verse. And I re-listened to this today and noticed that he said he didn't even write the verse, he freestyled it.
I
If
heard
he
him.
really freestyled that verse, bro, hey, Hit Boy is
Yeah,
rapping better than 75% of the rap game right now if he freestyled that verse. I'll say it with confidence.
incredible, man. I mean, Alchemist did a great job too, man. It was
Snack.
fire, but yeah, hit snap though. But shout out to Alchemist on that beat, man. That beat was, oh my goodness, man. I was like, man, I wish I had that beat, man. That was crazy, man. Just yeah, Hit went off, man. I mean, I told you I'm looking forward to Hit's album. Hit's just he's a rare breed, man. He's definitely a gem and someone that I have a lot of respect for.
Absolutely, man. And like you said, Alchemist snapped on his verse as well.
Yeah.
Both beats were dope, man. And this really, to me, made me want an Alchemist and Hit-Boy album. Like, I would love to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be crazy, man. That'd
I
be
would
crazy.
love to see
Yeah. Sure.
But shout out to both of them. Excellent song.
Yeah, definitely.
Next, we got Lola Brooke with So Disrespectful. I'll start this one off. I've heard some songs from Lola Brooke before. This one, I thought it was cool. Not my favorite song that I've heard from her, but I like her tone. I like the way she raps, like her style, so to speak. I think it's dope. And she has pretty good aggression as well, so I like that. Like I said, this specific song is not necessarily my favorite. I didn't think it was bad, but I've heard songs that I like a little bit more than this particular one. But I enjoyed it. Shout out to Lola Brooke.
I agree 100%. I thought it was cool. I like the aggression. I just want to hear something else from her. Something was kind of missing from the song, but not that it was bad or nothing. But I just want to hear some her on maybe on like another beat.
I feel you, and I think I'm sure we'll get back to her sometime in the near future, and I think we'll probably get a better feel for her as an artist the next time we come around and listen to her.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Next, we got NLE Chopper, NLE Chopper, I'm sorry, with Mo Up Front. I like this man. We got a nice little, hook with a chant. I need some Mo up front easily, something that you can see yourself saying.
Yeah.
So I like this. I thought it was dope.
It was definitely a good track, man. I like the hook more than anything, and the vibe of it. The video was crazy, so shout out to him, man. We just listened to he did a song on Macklemore's album too, so
Yes, sir.
yeah, shout out to him, man.
Yeah, big facts. Next we got Millie's with Tonight. Now we just reviewed Millie's last week
Your
and the
Jada.
song he did, yes. Now this one has the Eminem Stan sample on it, and it's a shorter track. I thought it was cool, and it's kind of different flip on it, but I like what he did with it, and his I like the way he raps as well. He doesn't have the typical style, I think, that you would imagine, especially being a white rapper. He doesn't have the typical like white rapper rap style, which I think is dope, and it kind of separates him. So I thought that that was dope.
I definitely caught the Stan sample, but he kind of flipped it. Yeah, I thought he did a good job, man. Second song of his I've heard, obviously the first one with Jadakiss, but Yeah, I think he's got some potential, and I definitely want to hear some more tracks from him. But yeah, I like it though.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to Millie's.
Yep.
Next, we got Jaleel featuring Armani White with Gnarly. This song's wild, man. Some
Yeah.
of the bars on this song had me tripping, bro. Like, real talk.
Yeah.
But I like Armani White's verse. That's the
Yeah.
second time we mentioned him, so that was dope.
Yeah.
Jaleel, I'm not very familiar with, but definitely we'll be on the lookout for more music from him. But yeah, this one was interesting.
Yeah, it was definitely different. Armani White did a great job. But yeah, I liked it though. I thought it was different and definitely stood out for sure. And that's we need kind of like we were saying about the NLE Choppa song. Just sometimes to have something that's different is definitely needed. Because sometimes, not that everything is like that, because we cover so much music, so you can't say everything sounds the same because we just covered the Toby song. So it's people doing stuff different, but maybe we're not mainstream, you're not hearing that because maybe they're looking for a certain sound. So I definitely re respect the being different.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next, we got T.I. featuring Kevin Gates with Active. This was a collab that I'm kind of surprised has not happened before now, but I think it turned out well. I think they both did their thing. So yeah, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was cool. I mean, I rumor has it, I guess it's supposed to be Tip's last album, so I'm sure he wants to go out with a bang. But yeah, I mean, if this is like a teaser to what he has coming, it's a good start for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Next, we got Race Rimmer with Tanisha, Pump That.
Fire, man.
This is cool as well. And I like Race Rimmer a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be real though. Do I think this is as good as the song from last week? I don't.
Okay.
It's cool. I like it. And it definitely performs well on the ride test, so I
Yeah.
enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely think the song from last week was stronger.
Oh, the first song that's something. I like this song. I thought this song was fire, man. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just kind of I haven't heard them in so long, so just the excitement to hear them. But yeah, I love what the hooks that they're doing and stuff. But I thought it was fire though.
Yeah, and once again, I don't think it's bad.
Right.
Certain songs I think perform better in certain arenas. Like if I hear this in the club, this is going crazy,
Right.
in the club. So like I
Yeah.
think it just certain records perform better in certain areas.
Sure.
But shout out to both of
Yeah.
them. Next we got ASAP Ferg with MH Home or MH Cookout. Now this was produced by Hit Boy,
Yep.
which was dope. Man, Ferg. Ferg kind of snapped on this, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this may be one of my favorite Ferg verses thus far. And what's funny is I really enjoyed that verse that he did on the Nas track. What was it? Spicy, I
Spicy,
think.
yep.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one as well. So yeah, Ferg out here showing like, hey, he can rap now. Don't get it twisted.
Oh yeah. You know it was on the video, Nas was in there.
No, I didn't peep that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We knocked on the door. That was Nas who opened the door for him.
I gotta go back and watch that now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I thought it was dope, man. And he said every time he goes in the studio with Hit, he comes out with a banger, whether it's with Sean or Nas or whatever. But yeah, it's a dope track, man. And the beat was different too. It was like probably one of the most unique beats I've heard from Hit Boy. Just very different.
Yeah, I agree. And it was dope to see Ferg rap over that beat. So that I really enjoyed that. Next, we got Robert Glasper featuring Masego with All Mask. Fire.
This song was fire, man. Fire. But I
Fire.
messaged you though. How this song only had like 32 views? It's been out for 3 days. I have no idea how that's even possible.
Well, I saw something, and it said it was the Circle Sessions was the name of the project. So it's possible maybe this is like some kind of remix or something,
Okay.
and maybe that's possibly why. But I'm gonna look into that a little bit more because I did notice that, and I thought that was kind of weird as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fire, man. You remember Chris Brown didn't win the Grammy this year. He was like, who is Robert Glasper? You know what I'm saying? But I guess after he got wind of who he was, he like tweeted like, okay, no disrespect, like the dude is incredible. So yeah, shout out to him, man. Yeah, shout out to
Oh yeah,
Robert.
Robert. Absolutely. Robert Glasper has been incredible. I mean,
Yeah.
that's the thing. I mean, with those types of shows, there's so many different genres and subgenres. And I think in most cases Robert Glasper gets categorized as a jazz or contemporary jazz and all of these different subgenres that don't necessarily always coincide with R&B, even neo soul sometimes. So I think that's where a lot of the confusion may come in those types of categories and stuff. But those who know who Robert Glasper is. So yeah, but shout out to Robert Glasper and shout out to Masego.
Yeah, fire.
Next we got West Side Boogie with Tell Me. As we spoke earlier on this one, probably one of my favorite tracks, if not my favorite track from the EP. Excellent track. Definitely Boogie is an incredible writer. The detail and the way he kind of puts his heart and his soul into his music is just excellent. So you'd be hard pressed to find as real of an artist as Boogie.
Yeah, I agree. 100% fire, man.
Facts. And lastly, we have DaBaby
Hey, Mike.
featuring Anthony. Yeah.
Before we go to the baby, we missed one.
Okay, go ahead.
This song was fire to me. Black. Talk back.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Go
No,
ahead.
you good. Man, that song was fire, man. Like, I know we covered the one, I forgot the name of it. The other one, he was flying in the air and stuff. That was fire, but this one, oh my God, like this was like this is fire, man. This is one of my favorite Black songs. Fire, man.
I'm so glad you said that because I've been bumping that song like crazy, and I
Yeah.
would have been so mad at myself if I didn't mention that. Thank you for
Yeah.
catching that. Yeah, that song is excellent, man.
Yeah.
I've probably played that song at least 20 times in the past 2 days. So,
Okay, yeah. It's fire,
yeah,
man.
I
Yeah.
love
Yeah.
it. And once again, so lastly, DaBaby and featuring Anthony Hamilton with Blank. Man, the baby got off on this, man. This is,
Fire.
I think, one of his better verses.
Yeah.
One of his best verses I've probably heard. Probably one of my favorite baby songs up until this point, honestly.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was fire. Hey, the way he played that video role so good, man. You've maybe been in that type of situation before. A dude came home, he's in bed with his woman or something. But the video was fire. Anthony Hamilton went off. Incredible collaboration, man. I loved it. I definitely want to see Anthony Hamilton drop an album this year also.
Yeah, that would be dope. I'd like to see that too.
Yeah, man. Hey, it's an incredible list, man. Like it was going through. Yeah, that Black track is fire, and that Jordan Lucas is crazy. Toby went off too, man. We got some good music this week.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That hoodie and little flip. I really enjoyed that one. Man. Coast Contra, that freestyle was crazy.
Fire, fire.
The L. Michaels, Black Thought, a bunch of great tracks. And shout out once again to my girl Callie Yuki on that track with Don Toliver. Man, that's easily one of my favorite songs to use. So.
Yeah, shout out to Kali Yukis, man. I love the album. Like I said, I've been bumping that Moonlight. That's crazy, man. And like a lot of these albums that we went through, man, like a lot of them just got like, not that the projects themselves are not great, but they definitely got songs on there that got like that repeat. Like, man, I gotta hear that one again.
Absolutely. And I'm impressed because we really covered quite a bit of music. I mean, we had five albums, three EPs, and probably like 25 songs. So that's a solid amount of music.
Definitely, man. We've been going through it, going through these projects, man. But we got some good stuff out the way this week.
Absolutely.
Give everybody your social media, Mike.
Yes, sir. It's M1C underscore CH3CK on Instagram.
All right. You can find me on Instagram at Terrence Hill the Great, Facebook Terrence Hill, and YouTube Terrence Hill Music or In the Hills. Make sure you subscribe to our page. Also, you can find us on Spotify or Apple Podcast as well. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you on the very next episode. Take care.